Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samach Zayin. We learned Siman Yud Gimel. We're holding the middle of Siman Yud Gimel. So the Chayodim says that even by Mitzvah Rabbanon, the Mitzvah Rabbanon overrides the din of Kibbut Avim. So this is not sourced in the Gemara, but the Rambam adds this point, and the Beis Yosef follows the point of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that point, and the Chayodim is following the Shulchan Aruch. Let's give it up, aim. That he points this out. This is true, even by Mitzvah Rabbanon. Now, what is the source for that concept? So the Beis Yosef says, according to the opinion of the Rambam, that every Rabbanon is rooted in the concept of Raisa, of L'Sosu, Minadabar, one may not deviate from the words of the Chachamim. The Torah gave a command to not deviate from the words of the Chachamim. So it comes out every Drabbanon has an aspect of a Deraisa in it. If a person transgresses a Drabbanon, he's not listening to the command of Hashem to follow the words of the Chachamim. So therefore, since every Drabbanon is a Deraisa, it'll go under the umbrella of an Hashem. That's one argument that the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says a second reason. Because the issue over here is covet, and we understand that the Bershom, whether there's a mitzvah l'sasser, is clearly the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should listen to the Chachamim, and following the words of the Chachamim is a form of covet to Hashem. So when we're contrasting the kavod Hashem over the kibbutz of the parents, so the kavod Hashem overrides. So even by the Rabbanon, even if there's no mitzvah in the Torah directly, which commands that one must listen to the Rabbanon, to the Chachamim. But even so, it's clearly an act of covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen, and therefore the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will override the covet of the Kibbutz Avim of the parents. So Chayyadim continues and he says, Lefikach, based on what we said, that one should not listen to a parent, when the parent commands the child to transgress a deraisa, so he gives an example where it's not so obvious. Parent tells a child to mechal Shabbos. Parent tells a child to eat treif. Those are obvious to us. Those are deraisas. That some of the situations benodam lechaveroi. So people forget that those are mitzvahs deraisa. So the parent tells the child, "Do not speak to so and so." The parent is angry at somebody. So the parent forbids the child to speak to that person. The parent tells the child to speak lashon hara about that person. The parent says, that person did something bad to you, you can't be meichel them. So that might be a common situation. The parent is so angry at that individual for hurting the child that the parent tells the child, it's also for you to be meichel that person. So we can imagine such a scenario. So Chayyadim says, Lefikach, im hayu mitzavim loy, shlo yadaber im ployni, if the parents were commanding the children, do not speak to so-and-so, or v'shlo yimchol loy, do not forgive so-and-so, v'ben hayu rotzel yisbayis miyad, the child is, for the child's part, the child would be happy to make up, be appeased, and resolve the conflict between himself and that other individual. And the parent is standing up as the parent's mind for the covenant of the child and forbidding the child to resolve the conflict. So the loch is, ain't no lochish the tzavos aviv. Chayyadim says that the child does not have to be concerned at all for the command of the parent. Sha'asr lis no shum adam. There's an issue of the Torah to have hatred to somebody. So if I want to remove the hatred by allowing the person to come and appease me, my anger at the person, I say, you know what, let's speak. And the person is apparently willing to ask for forgiveness. So I'm happy to do that and put this behind us. So that is mitzvahs on the Torah. So the parent wants the child to hold on to the complaint that goes into lesikim lesiter, holding a grudge. The child wants to remove the complaint So the child wants to move on and not be a real sitter. Sitter means to hold a grudge. So the child does not listen to the parents. Now one thing the child should do is, if he can do it in a way that it's not obvious to the parent what he's doing, so the parent shouldn't be upset and angry at the child, he doesn't have to go in public and hug the person and have the conversation in public. He can have the conversation privately, but the child should not listen to the parent. The Chayyam in his office says, it's also to hate any person Chazal do say that in a situation where I know that a person does averus, and I have righteous anger against him because of that, so that's mutter. Pasuk says in Tilim, the David HaMelech says in Kapitel Kuf Lametes, Halom Asenecha Hashem Esno, those who hate you Hashem, I hate them as well. So the pasuk clearly states that those who do averus because of an attitude of disregard for the mitzvahs of Hashem, they don't care about Hashem's what Hashem says. So it's appropriate to have anger at them and have hatred to them. But that's only the only situation where one is allowed to have sina to somebody. And so therefore, going back to over here, the Chayyim says the one should not listen to the parent. We'll clarify some more halachas about this, Bezras Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.